I think it's still true under Mandy, who are the workers in this area. They gave you a kind of a paper that said our shelter services were full.
Yeah.
Right. What about the armory? What do you hear about the armory?
I hear nothing, no good about the armory like I always have. You know, people don't like it up there. They're even making the guidelines on that pretty tough. You know, if I wanted to go to the armory right now, I couldn't. My birth certificate won't be here for 3 more weeks. You know, there's people that's out here that, you know, that there's sometimes that things are tough to get into these shelters.
Mm-hmm. How's your relationship with Ken Cole? I know it's sometimes been a little rocky. He's the head of the homeless services.
Yeah, you know, it's just like anything trying to be a friendship. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to say to folks out there about the Homeless Services Center? I know that you can be reached at 423-8636. Any projects coming up that you want to let people know about?
We're going to be doing another couple cleanups here. Graffiti removal here in the just not too far from our office, Camp Paradise Bridge, where we used to go underneath. It's getting pretty trashed out over there again. We're going to go over and do it. We're going to just find a couple areas right here in our neighborhood that needs a little bit of attention. Let me see, we're still trying to find jobs for a lot of our people here, even the homeless people over Coral Street there. They come over asking if we have any work. We've gave a few of them work.
Mm-hmm.
The more lawn jobs or even hauling jobs people have, we're able to do them now. And if people would give us a call, all they're doing is they're really helping somebody out that can really use it. You know, it ain't a panhandler standing down there saying, hey, I want it for a cheeseburger, and go out and get himself a Budweiser.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Larry. How many, in the last week, incoming calls have you had for jobs?
We've had 3 this week.
And is that more than usual, less than usual, average?
It's getting a little better. We hope we can get a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're performing a service for people here in town that can't afford, you know, a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
We work with what they can afford, and there ain't no other organization here in Santa Cruz that does that, you know.
Any comments on the yuppie planter controversy? I know you've been down there occasionally. I've seen you. There's this guy named Norris ranting and raving about Sushi Now and Alibaba's Cafe. Any comments on that situation?
You know, I think it's bad that they had to put the fence up around for the kids. The kids wasn't doing nothing wrong down there. They knew the kids hung out there when they bought them buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think that was a bunch of shit. I think the other people could have had the right to buy that piece of property before they did. You know what? If they were going to make it for sale, don't anybody have the right to buy public property, or do they just pick who gets to buy it?
I think your point is that when they leased that sidewalk and they closed off the area and fenced it off, Jerry Henry, the street activist, was offering to pay money himself to lease the area so that the kids could continue to be there and that the community continue to use the planter area, but to no avail. I think that it was a done deal with Seal Cirillo, the redevelopment agency, and Chris Gray.
I don't think that's very fair. If they're going to do that with public land, then why can't... Well, I think we ought to be able to just use it for anything we want then.
Well, sidewalks are supposed to be for the public. It's always been my thought, you know.
That sidewalk got blocked off from the public.
Yeah. In fact, there's a bigger obstruction there than when I was hauled off for obstructing the sidewalk with a table.
Yeah, now there's a big old border fence up there that sticks, what, 4, 5, or 10 feet out?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's very fair. That puts you right next to the doorway there at New Leaf.
Well, it's a very nice private area, though, for the folks to have their sushi and falafel during the day if they're friends or customers of Alibaba's or Sushi Now.
Well, I don't see that is fair at all. I really don't.
We're talking with Larry Templeton of the Santa Cruz Service Corps and formerly of Camp Paradise when there was a Camp Paradise. Will Camp Paradise rise again, Larry? And don't make any false promises now.
Camp Paradise is always here. You know, yeah, everybody thinks we failed. No, who in the hell do they think made the Santa Cruz Service Corps?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it wasn't for Camp Paradise, there wouldn't be no Service Corps.
That's for sure.
That's
for sure.
Hey, we're still running as the founders. Now Camp Paradise don't have just a founder. It's its founder itself of the Service Corps.
Well, the problem with Camp Paradise is there is no Camp Paradise. There is the Service Corps, but because...
Oh, no, there's still Camp Paradise.
Well, there's no camp in Camp... Let me put it this way. There's a
nobody knows that, do they?
There's no public Camp Paradise.
Well, that could be the word. There's no public Camp Paradise.
That's what I'm saying.
but we're out there. They just don't know where.
All right. 423-8636 if you want to talk to Santa Cruz Service Corps and Larry Templeton. And Larry, thanks for being with us on the show.
If anybody wants to give us a call, we're here until 10 o'clock at night, every night, 7 days a week. If you need our help, we are here.
Hey.
If you just want to talk, we got people here to talk your ear off. So give us a call.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
All right, bye.
And you're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. Hey, phone lines are open if you want to get on board and talk the last 15 minutes before my show wanders off into the night. Coming up, of course, after my show is From the Cream to the Dregs. That's Uncle Dennis giving you a spin in a few platters and maybe talking about what matters. I don't know. Maybe just tearing your ears to tatters. Hard to tell. You got to tune in and find out. I'm going to play a bit now of a promised interview with, a continued interview with David Bush of Los Angeles, an activist who is a homeless man who walks the walk, talks the talk, and takes people who take away his rights to court. I'm very impressed with him. We heard last time how he responded to thugs in a Venice bar and a manager, a bigoted manager of a Venice sports bar who refused to serve him a cup of coffee. He is taking them to court. Now we're going to hear about another one of his actions.
Actually, this arrest followed a prior arrest involving another civil rights issue.
Which was?
The most immediately prior to that was arrested for sitting on the sidewalk in Santa Monica and eating a muffin.
The muffin arrest, which is also the subject of a civil lawsuit?
Correct.
Now, what about the previous to that? Let's go back one more step.
Arrested at the Getty Museum in Mulholland Pass for having the nerve to walk into the Getty Museum being homeless with a sign over my neck with the words unhoused on it.
Is that the same sign you have around your neck now, which is a sort of a, what, oh, I'd say 1 foot by 4 inch sign?
It's a cousin to it. The original sign was destroyed in police evidence by LAPD.
Certainly a mistake. Your attorney didn't get down there in time, I guess, to...
No, correct. That's why we're tightening up our procedures.
Now, in a very, very, very abbreviated version, can you tell us what happened on that occasion? Because I know you want to go and we want to go, but we just have to get this down on tape.
Well, just... just like a lot of people, if you have an afternoon free and you want to go see a museum, you can go to the Getty. And I had an afternoon free, and I had I was near the Getty Museum, and I hadn't seen the new one, and I wanted to go, and so I just walked up there and walked in the gate. And some real nice security guards came up to me and said, well, we want to welcome you to the Getty. And I thought, wow, I'm getting special treatment. And they said, we have a place for you to store your backpack and your sleeping bag, which is the sum total of everything I have. And I carry it with me everywhere. And you can put that in our hat check. And you can also check in your unhoused sign because we don't allow soliciting here. And I said, well, I don't use this sign for soliciting. It's, I guess you'd call it my logo, and I don't plan to solicit. I've never panhandled in my life, but it's my free speech right to make a, to wear a sign like this. And this sign means a lot to me. And so I'm just not going to remove the sign. If you understand why. And they said, well, we're not going to allow you to walk through the Getty wearing that sign. And I said, well, in that case, you're telling me you're going to violate my right of free speech and expression. And they said, well, we don't allow panhandling or soliciting here. And I again pointed out to them there's nothing on the sign asking for money. And I had no...
It says unhoused, right?
Yeah. And I said, what would you do if somebody walked in here with a button? It said, save the Redwoods. Would you be telling them that they couldn't walk through the Getty without their button on? And they said, no, and that's just a button. I said, well, you know, you let people come in here with purses slung over their shoulder, as this is slung over my neck, with Gucci logos on the sides of these purses, the size of dinner plates, and I said, is that soliciting for Gucci? Isn't that a free speech right? I said, those purses, that conspicuous consumption, disgusts and outrages me. But it's their free speech right to parade their greed and avarice and poor taste in fashion. And so I'm just telling you, under the Constitution, I have the same free speech right. I respect theirs, and I would expect an art gallery like this to especially respect free expression.
Who were you speaking to, a man or a woman, or was there anybody else around?
It was a woman. She was the number two person in charge of Getty security. And later on, I met the number one person in charge of Getty Museum security, and had the dubious chore of arresting him for false arrest.
And was your infamous tape recorder on at this time?
Yes, it was.
Was it visibly displayed, or?
Yes, and pointed out, and the implications of it explained as well.
And what happened after you pointed out that, you know, Gucci lovers everywhere had your support, so why not unhouse the sign around your neck?
They got very disrespectful in tone and attitude, and I began to be treated like a piece of trash.
And how did this manifest itself?
Let's just say they got really rude and mean and mocking and taunting and disrespectful and tempted to use psychological warfare on me to dismiss my value as a human being.
Well, can you let us, those of us who are less imaginative, know what kinds of comments were made?
Well, you know, they say to you, well, you're not really serious, get real, look, you're just playing a game with us, you know, we're going to arrest you for trespassing, what's your point? All kinds of sarcastic and insulting and demeaning remarks from a professional head of one of the most prestigious art institutions on the planet. It was really pathetic.
What kind of art did they have in that museum?
A lot of plundered Renaissance, mercantilist,
Rembrandts and stuff.
Rembrandts, the accoutrements of Western conquering.
Well, I think Goebbels had one of the best art collections in the world. Perhaps they got some from him.
No doubt.
So, how long did this whole encounter take?
About an hour and a half.
Wow. Was anyone watching, or did they spirit you off to the side, or?
Didn't draw a crowd, but I was on a lot of surveillance cameras, and when the police came, they wrestled me to the ground and dragged me out to the squad car. Gratuitously, I was willing to go along with them, but they just wanted...
How many police officers showed up?
Two, and then when I insisted that they accept my citizen's arrest of the head of Getty Security, they called out the watch commander, and after I was in the squad car sitting there for 20 minutes, he finally showed up and attempted to... finagle me out of my rights.
Was he successful?
No.
Did you make a citizen's arrest of...
Yeah.
And
it was accepted.
Did they take this infamous criminal away in chains?
No. My right to equal protection in the United States Constitution was egregiously violated.
So you were taken away in chains for, again, a trespass? Perhaps the statue was properly used this time?
No, it wasn't properly used. That was the charge. Oh! Did they properly cite the proper statute? Was it stealing timber again? as was in another arrest? You know, I can't remember.
And this all happened when?
A year ago, last June.
And
what? A year ago, last May.
What happened to the case?
Some really worthwhile lawyers in Los Angeles, and there's a few, a very few.
Who's the name of the worthwhile lawyer who stepped in?
Carol Sobel.
Hi.
Former vice president of the Southern California ACLU.
And what happened? The case went to trial?
We're preparing, we presented a settlement offer.
Is that confidential?
Yeah, it's confidential.
Five figures or six?
The most important thing we're asking for is that the Getty security staff, a museum that's one of the premier art institutes on the planet, learn to respect the free speech rights of its patrons.
You wild and crazy dreamer, are you?
Well, it's a negotiation.
So, we've been talking with David Busch, notorious for his flamenco dancing in the motel some years ago, or was it simply flamenco sleeping? What's happened to that flamenco motel anyway?
It's being torn down, and it's being replaced by a new, expanded, and even more frightening doubling of the size of the RAND Corporation in Santa Monica.
So, in other words, your attempt to get homeless space, which you and others, including Jennifer Wagner, sat in back in 1997, 98, thereabouts, has so far not yet borne fruit.
Not yet.
And that's David Busch of Los Angeles, and there's lots more. We did a considerably longer interview with him, which are going to be played. The interview will be played in future Bathrop Spears Broadsides shows. But we are now soon headed out the door, and you can join us next Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning. We run till 1:30, and you can also, of course, get in touch between times at that old standby, the Huff line, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, 423-HUFF, 423-4833. Quick announcement or two. For those of you who remember that there is a war going on being sponsored with your tax dollars and your Fuhrer Bush, as distinguished from activist Bush, who we just heard from, there is a weekly, I guess it's a signs against the war sort of protest that happens on ocean and water between 5 and 6:30 on Friday night. And sadly, this is one of the few protests that's actually regularly happening against this aggressive, murderous war in Afghanistan that is corrupting the military, shredding our Constitution, and of course destroying all those Afghanis, but who gives a darn about them? As well as now killing Americans. So maybe people will set up and take notice as the body bags begin to come back home. I don't know. I do know that I was very much encouraged by Denis Kucinich's recent speech. I guess it was actually last month in February. He's a representative from Ohio that finally spoke out loudly and clearly in Congress against the Bush policies. I encourage you to look at it on the internet. I guess last night on Talk About, KZSC up on campus, Michael Samet, who does the Talk About show, read the speech in its entirety. It's a great speech. And I don't have time to talk about it anymore here, but I encourage you to stay tuned with Uncle Dennis's show. I'll go out on a clip now and give Uncle Dennis a little time to put his stuff together. This is We Just Want the World by David Rovics.
Did you have one of those queued up, Ronald?
Self-explanatory. It's not really queued up, but it's ready to be queued up. And so we're going to queue it up to, let's see where we are. How about a song for Boxcar Betty?
Got no time for the Isles of Fashion or the Bikini, the Malibu Beach. Don't take me to where the pool water's splashing, where everybody's skin is soft as a peach. The woman for me doesn't live in a mansion, taking baths in a hot tub, drinking whiskey and cream. The woman for me is a fighter with passion. Boxcar Betty is the woman of my dreams. She was a hobo and a tramp and a rebel through and through. Boxcar Betty, I'm yours for the OBE. kiss anybody's ass. She was proud to be a union woman and a leader of the working class. She hopped the freights from state to state with revolution in her eyes. For she couldn't stand to hear the sound of a hungry child's cry. She was a hobo and a tramp and a rebel through and through. Boxcar Betty, I'm yours for the OBU. Could do anything in life, I would hope to make my stand.